Probably the more startling contrast is before the super pipe commenced, when it got down to a record low of 7.4%, and it's currently sitting at 96.5%. It's certainly looking very good, and it's important for Ballarat and district that not only White Swan's refilled, but that the Goldfields super pipe has helped us to achieve that. And also that with the rainfall we've had this year, we've seen a recovery of most of our reservoirs, including Lalal, which supplies Ballarat, about 20% of Ballarat now.
So what is the capacity of this reservoir and how much is it holding right now?
Total capacity is 14 billion litres. So it's at 96% of that at the moment.
So what does that actually mean for Ballarat and its water consumption?
Ballarat users continue to be amongst the lowest water users in the state, and that's something that I guess we've been very pleased to see for the last 4 or so years. Obviously, when water reserves got very low, our customers really, you know, put in and did their bit to conserve water. And not just residential customers, our business customers also made investments and put in tanks and improved their production processes, undertook a whole range of initiatives to reduce their water consumption as well. So when you put that together, we remain amongst the lowest water users in the state.
Regardless of water restrictions being quite significantly reduced, have you seen an increase in that consumption at all?
We've really seen minimal increase, and that's consistent with what we've seen in terms of sustainable water use, change behaviour, investments that both, you know, residential and business customers have made at home, everything from tanks and groundwater systems to more sophisticated processes. And in terms of our modelling for restriction levels, we've seen very little movement in terms of increased consumption as we've gone from stage 4 last year progressively through to stage 1 in August of this year.
With the current water levels, how long would you expect that to sustain Ballarat?
Just on what we have right now, we're at over 6 years supply. It's interesting too, in terms of consumption patterns, that Ballarat and district, which covers 58 towns and suburbs, so it goes beyond Ballarat itself as a city, down as far as Balan and to the outer reaches of the greater Ballarat area. And consumption is around what it was 60 years ago, when Ballarat's population is half of what it is today. So there's a real shift in terms of behaviour, and we've also got this terrific recovery in terms of water resources and water security going into the future.
Do you know how many mills has fallen into here, into White Swan?
It's difficult to put it in terms of mills. We tend to look in terms of multiples of millions of litres because of the capacity, obviously, 14 billion litres. We've seen significant inflows come into all of our reservoirs across this season. Well, the last two seasons, above average rainfall in winter. We saw the best rainfall in Ballarat for over 100 years in recorded history. And I think in terms of overall, that the system impact has been tremendous, again, beyond Ballarat to our greater Central Highlands region, where we have 15 different water supply systems.
And are there several waterways that come into White Swan?
White Swan's a feeder reservoir, a holding reservoir, so there are smaller reservoirs that feed into it from further out of here. The super pipe created a tremendous part of the recovery of this reservoir. We've already pumped, since it started in 2008, about 24.5 billion litres to White Swan Reservoir since May of 2008.
What does higher water levels mean for the water quality?
Well, obviously with any reservoirs or surface supply systems, the greater the volume, usually the greater the water quality, because you don't have as much sediment, you don't have some of those other issues of concentrations as water levels reduce.
And does it mean less, I suppose, chemicals to treat and make sure that the water is at drinking quality?
Well, the water is softer. That's the obvious byproduct of having significant rainfall. We end up with softer water to treat, and that obviously impacts, you know, what we need to do at the treatment level.
Because I do remember more than a year ago, you'd have a shower and the water smelt quite chlorinated.
Oh, sometimes that's a temperature factor, not necessarily a reflection of level of chemical or disinfection in the water. So it can vary according to season, and sometimes people notice that more in summer than perhaps in winter, just with the increase in temperature. It's not necessarily a huge variation in terms of dosing or treatment of the water, but it is certainly a factor if you've got a softer water quality that you're starting with.
During the election campaign, local coalition candidates were calling for water usage to become a higher proportion of water bills, which means that higher users pay more. What needs to happen for that to come about?
We already have mechanisms in place for that. There is a fixed fee for the actual delivery of water and sewer services to our customers, and then there's a variable charge for usage of water, and there's a three-tier approach to pricing that does have a pricing impact on the higher volume use. So we have a mechanism for that. Our current pricing is actually regulated by the Essential Services Commission, and we're partway through a five-year water plan. So that pricing pathway is already predetermined until the end of June 2013.
You did say that Ballarat were some of the lowest users, but on the other hand, it's recorded that they're one of the highest paying customers as well.
Well, what we saw at the time when we developed our current water plan in 2006-2007 was that we were in a period of one of the worst droughts in history, the worst year of recorded rainfall in the 2006-2007 period, and we had to look at a significant program of investment to secure water supplies across our region, not just in Ballarat, but across the entire Central Highlands region. And that means investments in projects like the Goldfields Superpipe, groundwater projects like Ballarat West Bore, and a number of other groundwater resources that we undertook for Maryborough and other systems where there was just not sufficient quantities in reservoirs and we needed to secure supply for those regions. So to fund the 5 years of programs and projects, which is around $400 million of investment, that's been reflected in the tariffs that we charge. And those tariffs are the result of community consultation we undertook before our water plan was approved by the Essential Services Commission.
Now that the drought has been declared over, will Central Highlands look at a different structure?
As I say, our pricing pathway is already determined. We're partway through a five-year plan that goes through to June 2013. So there really isn't any flexibility as far as our pricing structure is concerned.